Okay, happy Tuesday, everybody. I am here with Chase, which I love our new setup. Well, now that I've got phone lines back, this is your first Q&A in a while, though, right?
It is my first Q&A.
Okay, so you were on Thursday's Four Things episode. I can't even talk. But my husband's in the room, and I feel bad because he's been doing the Q&A with me the last 2 weeks. And I feel like now that the phone lines are fixed, he might be thinking, oh, great. Now that you can talk to Chase, I'm just kicked at the curb. Yeah.
He said
I got benched. Did you hear him?
He got benched.
Yeah.
Hey, he's but secretly like hey, grateful about it.
Ben, stay warm, stay ready. I might need to bring you in. Okay, so I've got Chase on FaceTime and he's on his phone and then I'm recording him through and I'm on the microphone. So we will get started with today's questions. Chase will read them, but something we've been doing for about a month now is sharing a quote for at the top of Tuesday's episode. So the one I have for you today is from Robert Brault. I think that's how you say his last name, B-R-A-U-L-T. Uh-huh. This is a quote that I found. Mary and I have a running document that we keep of quotes that focus on gratitude because we have our first gratitude journal that we put out, the tie-dye one. And we know eventually we'll do a second edition. And in the first one, there's a bunch of different quotes inside the journal. And so in the second one, we would obviously use totally different quotes. So we have a running list of quotes that we like. And I was working on it, and I saw this one, and I thought, okay, this could be perfect for the Tuesday episode because it'll go along with something that happened in our life yesterday that I want to share with y'all too. But just so you know, oh, and I guess I should say too, before the emails start coming of when's the second journal going to be ready? Like a long time. We still have tie-dye ones available. So if you'd like a gratitude journal, that's amazing. You can get it radioamy.com, fourthings.com. But which I think now is an amazing time to make sure you're focusing on gratitude. We're big on that here at the podcast. But also, I don't want to mislead you just because I'm talking about it, but we are working on the second one. We're trying to figure out what should the pattern be. If y'all have any recommendations, we'll take those. But it takes a long time to get everything organized and made and then what places are working and what places aren't. Like we've even had some printing slowdowns with, you know, some stuff that people would like on, you know, the Four Things zipper pouches. Well, we had those available customized for a while, but then not because the printers shut down and there's no way we'll be bringing those back soon. But we do have the totes that are customizable because those printers are open. So it kind of just depends. You know, the world's a little
all
crazy right now.
It's a little crazy.
But given that, I thought I would share this quote with you. And it is, again, by Robert Brault. Enjoy the little things. For one day, you may look back and realize they were big things. So very simple, but good reminder. And that's what we like about these quotes. And so I just wanted to challenge y'all, like, what are little moments that you could be having at home right now with your family, your kids, your partners, your roommates? And, you know, it could either be at home face-to-face or maybe even over FaceTime with any of these people, any loved ones or friends, because maybe you live alone and you don't have anybody in your house, but you still should be trying to make those connections. So I think we should try, and I know a lot of people think this, but I'm trying to implement it, being intentional with this time that we've been given. And I'm not saying that every moment needs to be this way, but look for the moments, the little things, the blessings. And if you're a parent right now, I mean, things might be really hectic because you could be working full time. You could be trying to teach your kids and then maintain other things around the house and maintain your relationship with your spouse. And you're probably ready to rip your head off and you're ready for your kids to just leave you alone and get out of the house, which, you know, I think a lot of parents can relate. But I saw someone post on social media, and I'm paraphrasing what I saw because I can't remember exactly what it was. But then my pastor even brought it up in church on Sunday. We watched virtually. Don't worry. That basically when your kids are 18 and all moved out of the house, you're going to be wishing for days that you could be trapped in the house with them with nowhere to go, but just being with each other 24/7. So think about that when you're ready to kick everybody out of your house. And how can you nurture this time? And so yesterday I decided that I needed to be intentional with Stashira because I hadn't done that in a minute. So I asked her, you know, what is one thing? You can pick anything you get to do with mom. Obviously, it has to be inside the house because yesterday was raining and, well, we can't really go anywhere anyway. But what would it be? If you had my undivided attention and we get to do whatever we want, it's your time, you get to pick what. And I didn't know what we're going to do. We're going to make bracelets. Oh, which, speaking of Stashira's bracelets, we're going to be putting those back up for sale soon. She makes these cute little bracelets that say Espoir, which Espoir means hope in Haitian Creole. And they support the orphanage where she grew up and other organizations in Haiti. But Mary and I were just talking about that last night when we're going to put them up. And we had to make new little tags. So that's the delay. And I do get a lot of messages. When are the bracelets going up? I don't want to miss them because she sells out so fast. But we're waiting on new tags. So that's why they're not up yet. Anyway, I didn't know if we're going to make bracelets, we're going to watch a movie or watch anime. She loves anime. Ugh, don't ask me why. She likes to do things on her tablet. She loves to make TikTok videos. So I didn't know what we were going to do. But she answered pretty quickly and she said, bake. I want to bake with you. So she's been into that lately. So that's what we did. Just me and her, nobody else. And it was such a little thing. You know, baking isn't something grandiose. Like, we had to find a recipe that literally fit what we had in our pantry because we weren't going to run to the store and get something. So we didn't get to make exactly what she wanted to make, cinnamon rolls, but I didn't have any yeast, so the bread couldn't rise. But I have that on my list for next time we do venture out to the store. I'll make sure that we've got stuff on hand so that we can have some intentional baking time again. But we ended up having to make Danielle Walker's, which she's amazing, Against All Grain. She's been on the podcast before. Her shortbread cookie recipe, because there's only like 5 ingredients and I happen to have everything. There was one thing I didn't have, but I had a substitute for it, which hopefully didn't make it taste too different. But they ended up being really good. And I don't think that that's a recipe we ever would have picked out anyways. And she loved them. And she got to, you know, we laughed together. We were creative together, and it was fun to see her in that element. And she was learning how to measure things. So it was also educational, but she didn't really notice that part. I got to know her likes, her dislikes. And anyway, that's a little moment that I think later on I'm going to look back and realize that's a big moment. But it was so simple and
that's
little,
so cool.
But not little. So you're all following me on this? So I'm sharing that with y'all, not to say, oh, look at me, I'm awesome, because I'm really not. I had to be super intentional about that, but to encourage you and then to remind myself that moments like that are super important. And poor little Stevenson, that was a struggle because I think at one point he wanted to come and be with us, but that was my one-on-one Stashira time. And then I'll go and find something at some point to do Stevenson. And if you've got more than one or two kids, like, bless you. I don't know. You just have to take a lot of time to do this stuff, you know? You like that?
I love it. I think it's cool.
Okay. What are you – did your mommy ask you if you wanted to do anything?
No, she's loving catering to me again. She's a mom that likes to cook and clean and do everything for us, but – no, I think it's awesome. I've been super intentional about time with friends. We've been doing, like, the group Zoom calls, and it's kind of been sad because I realize some of these people I just haven't talked to much in a while. And so it's been super intentional on our behalf to all get together every Friday or Saturday night. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Well, and I don't even know why I said mommy a minute ago. I think because I was kind of making fun of the fact that you're
making
fun
of me
because
you know my mom, yeah. And I'm one of 4 boys. So, like, you know, she caters to her sons big time.
Well, that's awesome. Your
mom's
amazing.
Spoiled.
You have to tell your parents that I said hi.
I will.
Okay, first question.
Should we do these questions?
Yeah, let's do
them. Yeah. Okay, this one's from Lisa. What was the breathing exercise you talked about? I remember you saying something about it on Instagram, and maybe you put it somewhere else too, but I can't remember the counts. Can you go over it again?
Yeah, I had posted about it on Instagram a while ago after Mary was sharing her breathing exercise that her doctor gave her for TMJ. And I think it was 4 in, hold for 6, out 8. I can't ever, I know, I even did it over the podcast with y'all. And I don't know why I can't ever remember the counts. But more recently, my husband and I are reading this book for some issues or behavior stuff we're having going on with Stevenson. It's called The Great Behavior Breakdown. And it's a great book, by the way, for parenting and if you have a child with trauma. But which my son came from an orphanage, and so obviously there's some there. And he, or my husband, has been telling me, like, we need to breathe more. We need to breathe with Stevenson. You need to breathe. I need to breathe, because your children can sense your stress. So it's in the book. So now breathing is everywhere. I've got Mary telling me to breathe, which is great. And so I was doing it for a little bit, and then I let it slide. But then now, I mean, Ben, we're going to be breathing a lot, right?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, not always. We just started.
Oh, yeah.
He's not paying attention. He's got his headphones in. He's just like, yeah, always. He's like, wait, what? We just started. He said, yeah, 4, 7, 8. And that's the counts that's in this book, The Great Behavior Breakdown, that we're doing with us and the kids. It's you breathe in for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. And you do that until you're calm, which definitely takes a lot of times, depending on what's going on in life. But at least 3 times, do that and then see how you feel. For Mary's issues with TMJ, I think her doctor, can't remember exactly, but I think she does it 5 times maybe. Maybe it's 3 to 5. But then for just calmness and maybe a little bit of you time and self-care, it's in for 4, hold for 7, out for 8. 4, 7, 8, as my husband calls it.
So if you're stressing now, I can just look at you and say 4, 7, 8 and walk away.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I probably need to breathe for a second. Yeah.
Cool, I'm going to try that.
Ben, Chase has a good idea for us. Anytime, maybe even when we have a heated argument or something, we could just look at each other and just say 4, 7, 8, and that means time out.
I love Ben in the background.
No, it's not mean. It's, hey, I think we need... No, okay. Then we calmly say, hey, I think we need to take a 4, 7, 8. It's all in the tone. He wanted to make sure I'm not going to be like, 4, 7, 8, like me implying he needs to breathe and not me. You know?
I missed Ben.
So I actually just yesterday, it's probably gone by the time you're listening to this. I don't know. I posted a breathing exercise. It was this one. I was doing it, but it was part of my 5 minutes of self-care that I was doing for myself that yesterday, because my therapist told me I need to start implementing self-care into my routine. So I'm working out every day, but to me, that's self-maintenance. It's not self-care, and there is a difference. So I was counting working out as self-care for the longest time, but in the last few weeks or so, I've been realizing, okay, that's not self-care for me. So my husband's helping me build my daily schedules, and we're working into it my little self-care pockets, which we got a Theragun, which is that.
I got one too.
Oh my gosh.
Game changer.
So amazing. Like, yeah. I'm obsessed. And I had a different percussion therapy thingy. It wasn't Theragun. It was something else. I can't even think of the name right now. And I thought it was okay. And then now that I have a Theragun, it's a game changer. That thing is amazing. So that's part of my, and you know, for me, getting a massage would be amazing self-care. But obviously, nobody can afford to get a massage every day. And then we're not getting massages right now because coronavirus. So in walks Theragun. And that is something that's self-care to me. My body, I feel it, I'm relaxed. And then mixed in with that, I'm doing my breathing. So that's what I had posted.
I think that's
on
awesome.
Instagram yesterday. If it's still up, it might still be my stories. I don't know, but that's Radio Amy is my handle. And yeah, that's what I'm doing. Are you doing any type of self-care?
I mean, I'm super fortunate to be back home on the ranch, so I get to be outside. And I think just being outdoors has been a huge blessing, and I would definitely mark that up as my self-care during this time.
Yeah. I'm jealous of that, for sure.
Yeah.
Give people lucky. Your Instagram again, and then post lots of really soothing pictures for us of
soothing
beautiful
pictures.
Sunsets and pretty animals.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, at Chase
At Chase Lock, L-O-C-K-E, underscore.
Yeah, Chase Lock with no underscore wasn't available, or what?
Yeah, it was, like, it had a million different options, and I hated not having just my name. And honestly, I stole it from Mary, because Mary's is at Mary underscore, or mm-hmm. used to be.
It is, Instagram, because on Twitter she's Mary B.
Yeah, on Instagram, I was like, that's smart, Mary. So I just went at Chase Lock underscore, and it was available.
Oh, maybe I should have done Amy Brown underscore. Amy Brown was taken. That's why I had to do Radio Amy. And I feel like we joined super early. But I think there's a fairy artist. I don't know if that's who the Amy Brown is, but amybrown.com, I think, is occupied
a fairy artist
by a fairy
sure.
artist.
Yeah.
Like a girl that draws fairies.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you happen to go there and you think that I'm also a fairy artist, that's not me.
This one's from Crystal. Hey, Amy, I really enjoy a good afternoon snack. My struggle is I really enjoy salty and crunchy snacks. Are there any healthy, salty, crunchy snacks you enjoy? Also, I'm gluten-free, so if you have any suggestions that are gluten-free, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Something I just got from the store, and I was like, why haven't I been buying this more, is I bought a huge thing of bell peppers and then a big old thing of hummus. And I love a good crunchy red bell pepper, or even orange or yellow. Not so much green. I can eat a green bell pepper if it's like sauteed up in something, but I don't. But green ones are typically cheaper, so go green if you have to, and maybe you like that flavor. And then I dip that in hummus or salsa or something, or any gluten-free cracker is great with hummus. And I'm also a weirdo that actually genuinely really likes rice cakes. It's not because I'm torturing myself. I just really like them. And I love to put almond butter or any nut butter on top with maybe some honey and some sea salt. I'm a salty sweet girl, so I add salt to anything sweet at times, or just salt to salty things. Banana chips are something we always have in the house because my kids love them. They have some of the best banana chips in Haiti, and I think that's why my kids like having them in the house. I just get Trader Joe's has some really good ones, or I can't remember the other brand we like, because some banana chips have tons of added sugar, which isn't necessarily a bad thing if you're into that, but to me, they're way too sweet. We just get a plantain chip that is just like plantains, some sort of oil, and sea salt. Like, that's the ingredients. Those are the ones that we like. Then I also just wanted to touch on this because I noticed in your question, Crystal, that you put, my struggle is I really enjoy salty and crunchy. Like, just, I just wanted to point out the word struggle, because I don't think that craving should be a struggle. So if you want salty and crunchy, then that's what you should have. I mean, also too, are there any like gluten-free pretzel brands that you like? Because I got some gluten-free pretzel thingies from Whole Foods the other day that are filled with peanut butter, and not too far back in my disordered eating days, I would have never let myself have those, because I would have filed a peanut butter filled pretzel situation. I would have filed that under bad. But I'm really trying not to label foods good or bad now. I'm just using wisdom of what I know makes me feel my best, and then know that if I eat something that may not make me feel my best, which all that might be in my head, by the way, because of the disordered eating stuff, but life will go on and my body will do just fine. So don't just not allow yourself to have certain things that you want. Obviously, find true foods that are nutritious for you that you actually like. Don't make yourself miserable. Something that Lisa talks about a lot is that, and Lisa is at the Well Necessities, who's doing my Outweigh podcast series that lives on this podcast. It's called Outweigh. It's a 4-part series that's been running this month. Every Saturday, we've released an episode where we talk about disordered eating in the gray area. And she talks about how there's always these superfoods. And for a while, it was kale. And like, everyone was eating kale. But like, some people genuinely just do not like kale. And that is me. I was someone that was eating kale all the time. You would have thought I was obsessed with kale, because I was, but in an unhealthy way, because kale didn't even make me really feel that great, because it doesn't sit well with me. But I thought, since it was a healthy superfood, that I had to have it. So then I guess I kind of got used to eating it all the time. And here's the thing, when I cut kale out completely and I tried to bring it back in, my stomach got so upset, which was proof to me that my body does not like kale. Also, I don't even really like the taste of kale. And I was force feeding myself kale all the time. So that's dumb. Like, I know that I like bell peppers. I know that I like apples. I know that I like mixed greens. I know that I like spinach. Why not just stick to those nutritious foods that I know that I like and not force myself to eat X, Y, and Z superfoods just because everybody's talking about them? So find foods that are nutritious for you and that you actually like, but then also don't deny yourself things that you enjoy, because to me that will just lead to more cravings. And now I'm going to step off my soapbox well, because Crystal didn't even ask for any of that. But I saw the word struggle and I wanted to make sure I addressed that, because I feel like I've been there and I've used that language, and it's typically indicative that there's a bigger problem of maybe some restriction that's happening, and maybe not with you for sure, Crystal, but I'm just saying it for other people too, maybe.
Well, and I just want to say real quickly, like, proud friend moment, and shout out to you and Lisa for what you're doing with Outway. I have had like 3 or 4 friends reach out to me directly just saying how much they have enjoyed and learned through that podcast and what you guys are doing. So, like, big kudos. I'm super proud of you for that.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to see maybe if we could do a season 2. I don't know. I'm pumped about the people that have come on to share their personal stories and how through this others have just emailed me their stories, because it was therapeutic for them to type it out. And then the experts that we've had on have been so helpful. I feel like I've learned a lot too. So hopefully it is helpful. And again, I'm not implying that's what Crystal's email was about at all. And I know that I took that there, but Crystal, hopefully those snack recommendations helped. And then another salty snack that I really like is Hippies, which I've talked about them a lot on the podcast. The vegan white cheddar ones. They're so good. And then Siete chips.
Ooh,
Laura Lee,
yeah.
Which she was on the latest episode of Outway. Laura Lee Balanced. I think is she Laura Lee Balanced on Instagram? She's a holistic chef here in Nashville, and she just came out with another cookbook, which I added to my Amazon page. If y'all are looking for awesome cookbooks during this quarantine time, she's super cool and has amazing recipes. And my Amazon page can be found at radioamy.com. But she came and shared her, like, in college, she had some disordered eating stuff going on. So she was one of the guests sharing her story on episode 3. And I mean, and now she just cooks phenomenal food, and thankfully she got over her disordered eating, because now she's just full of all this life with food and puts things together that just taste really, really good. But anyway, she sent out this little goodie box with her cookbook in it, and inside had some Siete chips, because Siete is awesome and they partner up with everybody in love to support their people. And
so good.
We went through those pretty quickly because I hadn't had any in the house in a while, and I was like, okay, don't mind if I do. let's do one more question. I think there's one from Katie.
Yeah, this one's from Katie. What type of peel were you talking about on the Ovary Hour with Caitlin? Is this something we can order online? My sister and I would also like to look 6 months younger.
Okay, 6 months in. That's a joke that Caitlin and I were making. So Caitlin is Bobby's girlfriend, and sometimes when Bobby and I are recording stuff and he's at his house, like, his girlfriend will come upstairs and we'll chat through the microphone for a second, not recorded. But Bobby jokingly calls it the Ovary Hour. And one of our conversations he actually did record, and we didn't know. I mean, I don't think he was meaning to record. The recording was just going because we were working on something, and then he realized he had the audio. So he's like, I'm just going to put this in the post-show, pre-show podcast. And so people got to hear Ovary Hour with Amy and Caitlin. But I don't even know that you could really hear that well, because we weren't really talking into the microphone. But the peel that I did last week, I learned about from Carrie, who on Instagram is at the Nashville Beauty Girl. She's come on the podcast a lot. She lives between Nashville and Tampa. She's back and forth. Unfortunately, during quarantine, she's stuck in Tampa. I mean, not that I could go see her anyways, but she's not in Nashville for a while. So no skin treatments getting done at all. And She is a big fan of Zoe products, which is what I use, Zoe Skin Health, Z-O. And she told me about this product. Normally, I go to her every once in a while for some sort of treatment that's going to take off layers of my skin, you know, get rid of any sun damage, just keep my skin looking tighter and younger. So since we can't do any of that right now, she said, let me send you this product. I mean, I paid for it, but she's like, you should get this and I'll stick it in the mail from Zoe and it'll be an at-home peel. I'm getting a lot of my clients to do it. So Kelly from Velvet's Edge was doing it. Carrie did it herself. I'm doing it. I'm trying to get Mary to do it. My sister is doing it now because she just realized she has the product at her house. She was so excited because my sister's out in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. She's not even at her house in Pagosa. She went out like an hour away to some cabin to quarantine with her family. And she definitely would not have had this. And she last night discovered that she had that particular product and she got so excited. So the product, you just put it on your face morning and night for five days. And it builds up. Like the first 2 days, you're like, oh, this ain't no thing. Like what? Nothing's really happening. And then on day three, your face is hurting and on fire, which I know sounds awful. But, and some of you are not going to be into this because it's not natural and that's fine. But you can keep your emails and your opinions to yourself. I'm sharing this with people that might be into this and might want to give their skin a good little peel since we're stuck at home and we're not going anywhere. And the product is Radical Night Repair. And you also probably need Daily Power Defense, which is a moisturizer. But see, I already had a lot of these products that go along with it because it's the line that I use most of. I use other natural products. Like I use some Burt's Bees things. I use some Beauty Counter stuff. I have a variety of products, but I do have a lot of the Zoe things. So just wanted you to know that she has a highlight reel on her Instagram. So you can go there. Sorry, my train of thought on this one is not that great, but just go to @TheNashvilleBeautyGirl on Instagram. And I think one of her first highlights says at home peel, and you click on that and you can see the process. And depending on if you want a mild peel, a medium peel, or what she calls a big girl peel, which is like a major peel, that's how many pumps you'll use morning and night, pumps of the cream. I did 8 pumps. I wish I would have done 5.
I'm laughing because we were on FaceTime last week recording when you were like day 3 or 4 of the mask.
Yeah, and I couldn't laugh because my face hurts so bad. I know, but now my face is done peeling and it feels amazing. It's like very clear.
You look refreshed.
Yeah. I got on FaceTime with Bobby last night and he said, oh, hey, you know, somebody get a tan? And yeah. I said, no, this is just my fresh new skin. My peel's done. Who dis? New layer skin. But no tan, no nothing, but there were a couple, you know, and Ben, my husband, he had to do this 2-week cream that peeled off his face, but for skin cancer. So it was almost, they call it like a, some people call it, I don't know exactly what he used, but there's like a chemo cream where basically it takes off all the layers. And he had to have surgery to have some skin cancer removed. And then the doctor said, I want you to do this cream for 2 weeks. And I remember him being in so much pain. And I thought, yeah, stop being a baby. I even thought when we got quarantined, I wanted to steal that cream from him and do the 2-week peel on my face because I just thought, well, if we have the cream, this would be amazing. And, oh, by the way, the joke with Caitlin was looking 6 months younger. It's a joke. Like, I don't look any younger, but my skin does look refreshed. And, you know, we're like, why would you want to look 6 months younger? You should want to look like 5 years younger, maybe. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure I clarified the peel doesn't do anything besides give you a really nice glow and fresh new skin, which, yes, has some youthfulness to it. But what was I talking about?
I don't know. I love when you start rambling on things
because I have so many thoughts, and then I don't know why I can't just wrangle them in sometimes. And now I'm going to be mad at myself that I don't know exactly. I felt like I wanted to touch on the 6 months younger thing. Oh, Ben's Peel. Let me finish the story, and then we're going to be done. So Ben's Peel was 1 million times worse than what I just did. But I was begging him to let me do it a couple weeks ago, and then we decided that's probably not a smart idea because that's a prescription from a doctor and I shouldn't do that to myself. But there's no way I would have survived it anyways. I mean, I guess if I knew I legit had skin cancer and I had to get rid of it, then yes, I could survive it. But I was kind of a baby with this 5-day peel. So just props to my husband for going through the 2 weeks of, you know, you know what. Double hockey
sticks. I didn't
even
know it was a thing. Like, I wouldn't have thought that was a healthy thing to do.
To, like, peel off layers of your skin?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. See, healthy depends on who you ask, because healthy is such a tricky word. Because some people might be like, whatever chemicals you just applied to your face, probably not that healthy.
Yeah.
But other people might say, whatever, those chemicals aren't doing anything. You're fine. It actually is good to get rid of those.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Damaged skin cells and resurface some things a little bit. And I am not an expert here, people. I'm just passing along to you what I did. And the Nashville Beauty Girl is who you can follow for that. So I will leave it there. And you should go to her page and you can DM with her about it. She's normally pretty good about answering people's questions. So, Chase, you just lost me on computer because my computer died.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, you went away.
If you're wondering what happened. But we'll just wrap there because it's already at 30 minutes. And I thought today's episode would be about 15, but you never know. Some days I'm just a little more talkative than others. You never know.
Quarantine time. It's perfect.
Well, actually, it's over schedule. Like, according to my husband's schedule, we should have been done 15 minutes ago.
I love Ben for this to
wrap it up so that I'm on schedule. And I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. If you're listening to this the day it came out, or just a great week whenever you are listening to this. And we'll talk to y'all again. Don't forget a new Outway, the last Outway, episode 4 is on Saturday. We have a new Four Things podcast that'll load up on Thursday. And then if you are looking for a Mother's Day gift for your mom, the cutoff day is going to be soon. For the customized Four Things totes. The discount code, we don't have that anymore, but you can still place an order for a tote if you want to. But I am telling you, the cutoff for that is going to be very soon, because we just don't want to promise people that they'll get it in time for Mother's Day, given the printing situation with some shops and also mail. Like, mail these days, you just can't guarantee what you used to. It may arrive in time, which is the goal, but if it doesn't, we're trying to give ourselves a little padding to make sure that you still get it in time for Mother's Day. All right. Okay, Chase, thank you so much. And Chase, we'll talk later.
You bet. Okay. Have a good week, guys.
Call me later, okay?
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.